While contraception's now widely accepted, abortion is still part of the criminal code in Australia, although allowed in early pregnancy if a woman's mental or physical health is in danger. Despite the law, abortion rights are still hotly contested in some communities, and the Catholic Church remains staunchly opposed to abortion under any circumstances, and also opposed to artificial contraception. But there are sectors of the Catholic community in Australia and around the world that depart from the Vatican orthodoxy. And one of those is Catholics for Choice USA. John O'Brien is the president of Catholics for Choice USA, and he's in Australia speaking today at the New South Wales Family Planning Conference. Good morning, John. Welcome to Life Matters.
Thank you for having me here.
Just to be clear, you're not actually a spokesperson in any way for the Catholic Church.
Depends how you define the Catholic Church. If you're defining the Catholic Church as the hierarchy, absolutely not. I don't want to speak on behalf of the hierarchy. But I am a Catholic, and the Church we define is not some, it's not some building in Rome. The Church is all of the people in the Church. It's a community of believers. That includes lay people, priests, nuns. It includes all of us. Now, if you look at what the Catholic Church believes, no matter where you go in the world, Catholics for Choice works around the world. I'm in Uganda, I'm in Kenya, I'm in Europe, I'm in Asia and Latin America. And I tell you now that no matter which community you go to, you'll find a couple of things. Number one, Catholics, when they have access to it, use contraception. Secondly, Catholics use condoms to prevent the spread of HIV. And the third thing is Catholics, very often, have abortions at the same rate as those of no faith or other faiths. So the idea that in some way the Catholic Church has a problem with reproductive health, we don't. We are the Catholic Church. It's the Catholic hierarchy who have some very outdated, outmoded, and downright irrelevant and sometimes downright irresponsible views about the type of reproductive health care that we should have access to as free citizens.
What you're saying really is in direct contradiction to the teachings of the Church, which say that under no circumstances is abortion to be practiced, and under very limited circumstances is contraception to be practiced.
Well, let me push back on that for a minute, because Church teaching on moral decision-making and abortion are complicated, much more complicated than the hierarchy would want you to believe. So don't drink the Kool-Aid, as they say. I think the first thing is that you've got to appreciate that teachings with regards to abortion, for example, are not infallible. You know, this idea that it's infallible, you have to do what the Pope says. There's only three teachings that are infallible. Number one is the Assumption of Mary into heaven after she died. The second is the Immaculate Conception. And you won't be surprised to hear that the third thing that's infallible is the idea of infallibility itself. Issues around contraception and abortion very much reside within a place that's conscience, freedom of conscience. This doesn't mean that we get up in the morning as Catholics and we just do what we want to do. Conscience very much is looking at the teachings of the hierarchy, looking at the bigger teachings within the Church, looking at our community, at our lives and our decision making. And freedom of conscience, the conscience is the final arbiter in moral decision-making within Catholicism. So a woman can have an abortion in good faith, in spite of the fact that the Church has thought it sinful. The Church's reasons for thinking it sinful have changed over time and over centuries.
Well, have they? I mean, this is the central question of what you're proposing. You're saying that the Church needs to catch up to modern times, that it's out of date, that it's practicing beliefs that belong to another era. Some within the Church, most, in fact, the majority would say, actually, these are at the very heart of the Catholic beliefs, and that it's all to do with the idea that all life is sacred. That's a central tenet of the Church.
In fact, you're not correct there. The early prohibition on abortion was not based on concern for the fetus at all. It was the perversity view. In other words, if you got slightly pregnant, the problem was that probably you were having sex with someone you should not have been. So therein lies the sin, not in the idea that a fetus is a person. The second view was the ontological view. This was in the 17th century when you had, you know, people connected with the Church looking through microscopes that probably resembled more jam jars. And what they thought they saw was fully formed animal fetuses. And they weren't looking at that. They could have turned around and said, you know something? We made a mistake. We thought we saw something, but we didn't. So the perversity view is no longer much argued. The ontological view was wrong. So what we really have is people arguing that life in the uterus needs to be protected. Now, I understand that that's an opinion of a bishop or a priest, but that is their opinion. I think conscience, being the final arbiter in moral decision-making, is very important.
What would you
say? In 1974, the Declaration on Procured Abortion, a very important document in the church, the church fathers admitted they did not know when personhood begins. So there is life in the uterus. I believe it's possible to end life in the uterus in good faith. It's not the same as a person. It's not the same as personhood. The Vatican has admitted as much themselves. Mm. So when a priest or bishop says something, that is their opinion. And I believe in good faith as a Catholic, I and many others can and do disagree, just as we do on contraception.
Who is the target of your campaign? Is it the Vatican? Are you hoping for changes in Vatican rulings, or are you appealing to individual Catholics who may be questioning their faith or want to retain their faith but still exercise their rights in family planning?
You know, you could go into a clinic anywhere in the world. You'll see the people who are queuing up for contraception are Catholics. Did you know 99% of sexually active Catholic women in the United States of America use a method of birth control that the bishops don't like? Catholics have abortions at the same rate as those of other faith or of no faith. So I don't think that Catholics need convincing. We've been doing it for ourselves for a long time. And women in the church have been making decisions that are responsible for themselves and their families. I would like to see the hierarchy change their minds, and I hope and pray that one day they do. Pope Francis is certainly a breath of fresh air. He's certainly more pastoral rather than political, but he still has a long way to go.
He still has a blind spot. He did just say in Poland that the rules stand as they are.
He still has a blind spot when it comes to women. The real problem is that if you look here in Australia, it's estimated that half of all pregnancies in Australia are unplanned, and that half of those end in abortion. So abortion is a reality for Australian women. The people that I'm most interested in speaking to as a Catholic is politicians, because politicians need to recognize that women's bodies are not some cultural war battleground that they need to fight over. Women should be allowed, in good conscience, to make decisions for themselves. We should trust women, and we should respect their bodily autonomy. The law and criminalization is not a place to deal with abortion. It's a very much a personal decision. If you don't like abortion, don't have one. If you need an abortion, you should be able to have
like
a safe one.
The teachings of the Catholic Church, then leave. I mean, that is an argument that people must put to you.
I'm going to say it to you again. I've just been explaining to you that Catholic teaching on abortion is much more complicated than the bishops told you.
Okay.
So if you want to buy what the bishops say, go ahead.
I'm not buying anything. I'm just putting arguments to you that the Catholic community within Australia would also put to you, given the chance.
I'm telling you now, the Catholic community in Australia have abortions much the same as other people do, and they use contraception. So take, for example, contraception. Contraception is something Catholics use. You tell me that it's not true. You tell me that all Catholics out there are using natural family planning. I don't think you're right about that.
On Life Matters, we are talking with John O'Brien. He is the president of Catholics for Choice USA. Now, John, we can hear from your accent that you're from Ireland. Ireland is known for a very strong brand of Catholicism. You actually worked before you went to join CFC in 1996. You worked for the Irish Family Planning Association there. What did you witness that's led to this conviction you clearly have?
I think it was really my mother who really showed me that women suffer a great deal when they don't have access to good reproductive health services. I think it's very important that the state not collude with religion or particular religious leaders in this case and deny people the choices that are open to them. I ended up in the Republic of Ireland being convicted for the illegal sale of a condom. Would you believe that? And that case, the case of the Virgin condom, they called it because I sold it in the Virgin megastore, actually brought down Ireland's restrictive condom laws. I'm very proud of that work. And I think it's in the legacy of what my mother said to me. If people don't have access to reproductive health, it's not the rich. The rich can always circumvent any prohibition. It's poor folks. It's poor people who really suffer and sometimes in some parts of the world die. So what I want to see is politicians And I don't care whether you think you're a liberal or conservative. I don't care what the brand of politics is. We should respect the individual autonomy of women. We should trust women and men to make decisions about their reproductive health care. State should not collude with church. We need freedom of religion and freedom from religion.
There's obviously a lot of change going on in Ireland, and we've seen the same-sex marriage referendum come with a yes answer, which surprised a lot of people. Do you think that in that most conservative of Catholic communities, there may be a change in this area as well?
Abortion is still highly restricted. I've got many friends and colleagues who are working for repeal of the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution. I think that change will come. I'm very optimistic, just as we won on contraception and we won about LGBTI rights. I think we can win on the abortion question as well. But I think it's important to say, what type of society do we want? I do not want a society in which those of a more conservative religious view feel in any way oppressed whatsoever. I've been tired seeing those of us who have a more liberal view being oppressed. We should be able to coexist together. Faith and freedom can coexist. And I believe that that's what a truly secular society does. It protects all of us and allows us all the freedom to follow our consciences.
John, thank you very much for sharing your views with us this morning.
Thank you.
That's John O'Brien. He is the president of Catholics for Choice USA. He's here in Australia to speak at the New South Wales Family Planning Conference that's on today.